Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. As of late, we've kind of been traveling through the book of James, and we're still in chapter 1, but man, has it been powerful. If you guys remember, James started out his book talking about trials, right? And he talked about the glory that comes when we face those trials through Christ. And then he moves from there to temptation. It's like, man, that's a solid first two things, right? We all face trials. We all face temptation. The last time we were in James, we really talked about how deceptive temptation can be, because we looked at when we are tempted, it seems to promise us everything, right? You'll have joy. You'll have all of this. But the only thing temptation could promise and complete as its promise was death. Right, the only thing that it could really give us would be death. It led to, so we read how we are tempted when we are lured and enticed by our own desires, right? And then when those desires is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death. So the only thing temptation can bring us is death. Today, it's kind of cool because James kind of goes to a new subject, a new landing spot. We're going to read verses 19 through 21, and they're powerful. So I hope you guys get a lot, but before we do that, let's pray and let's ask God to join us. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and I thank you so much for these times that we can just study your word and hear from you. God, I just pray that you would just be with us, that you would speak to us through your word, and that as you promise, your word would not return void, that you would plant seeds in the hearts of everyone listening, God. And I thank you for that. God, I pray these in your name. Amen. All right, so James moves into kind of, which trials and temptation are also a part of the Christian walk, but he looks at how should a Christian act, and he really gets into religion, right? This is where we will see coming up where he says pure and undefiled religion before God the Father is to visit orphans and widows, right? He kind of concludes this whole section with this is what pure religion is, which I would also say concludes what we looked at with trials and temptations. Today he kind of looks at what's it look like in our life? How should we act as a child of God, as a Christian? So let's start out in verse 19. It says, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls." Ooh, there's so many good things. I love how he starts it off, right? We need to be swift to hear, quick to hear. Sometimes when we're talking to somebody, if they don't give us the answer we want, we're not quick to hear, we're quick to respond, right? We're quick to push back. When I think in those times, we need to listen to James and we need to listen to what that person's saying. Because we need to be slow to speak, but also slow to wrath. When he's talking about wrath, he's not talking about righteous wrath like Jesus when he went into the temple and he was angry because the money changers were cheating people, and he righteously, in his righteous anger, that produced the righteousness of God, right? He was able to drive those money changers out. He's not talking about that righteousness, wrath, but about that righteousness. He's not talking about that wrath. He's talking about our wrath. So when something doesn't go our way and we get angry, right? And how do I know he's not talking about that? Because the next verse says, for the wrath of man, right, does not produce the righteousness of God. So he's not talking about righteous anger. He's talking about those times when we get angry because maybe we don't get our way, or something didn't fit just right, or it didn't go into the way we planned. In those situations, we need to be quick to hear, right? We need to listen to what's going on. Listen not only to the person talking to us, but what does God have to say in this situation, right? Why am I so quick to speak? Why am I so quick to anger when I can quietly listen to what God has to say? I feel like our culture is so much, let's quick to respond. We have to have a quick, witty response, otherwise we're not there, right? They're not slow to respond. They're quick to respond, and they're not quick to hear. They're slow to hear. Our culture seems to be doing the opposite of what James wants. But James is speaking so much truth. If we can be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for our wrath, the wrath that happens in those moments, doesn't produce the righteousness of God. Then he jumps in, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls, right? Listen, lay aside all the filthiness that's in our lives. Lay aside all the wickedness, right? An overflow of wickedness. So when we speak in anger, when those anger moments come out, when we're speaking that, it's an overflow of wickedness, right? We need to let that go. And we need to receive with meekness the word of God, because that word is able to save our souls. So in those moments, we need to stop, right? Not respond right away when we feel our anger coming up, because there's days, all of us have days when our anger's rising, and the first thing we want to do is spit something back out, spit something out in anger. But that's the vileness, that's the filthiness, that's the overflow of wickedness that James is talking about. And rather than do that when we're quick to hear, right, then with meekness, we can receive the implanted word, which is able to save our souls. Meekness is such a cool word. It's not weakness, right? It's power under control. There's a part in the Avengers where they're talking to the Hulk, and she says something along the lines of, "This is the only guy that could win in, that could go into any battle and win." But he doesn't want to go into battle, right? Meekness, he has all that power under control, which Hulk's maybe not a great example because sometimes he does anger out, but it's kind of a cool picture. So James is saying we need to be swift to hear. In those times when our anger is rising, we need to be swift to hear not only what the other people are saying, but what God's saying to us. We need to be slow to speak. Think about what you're going to say. Don't let your anger flow out of you. Slow to wrath, right? So don't let that anger come up, right? We have to hold it. Because in this world, we don't get what we want all the time. The Bible says that man plans his steps, but God guides his way, right? Guides his path. So our way is not God's way, and we won't always get what we want. But in the end, that'll be better for us because God is leading us. So when those moments come up, when we don't get that, when there's something that went awry, when our anger pops up, those are the moments James is talking about. And I love how he concludes it. Just lay aside all that filthiness. Lay aside all of that overflow of anger and receive with meekness the word which is able to save our souls. So my challenge to you this week, guys, is to go out, and when these moments come up where our anger starts rising, to be quick to hear. Listen to what's going on. Listen to what God has for you through all of this. Slow to speak and slow to wrath. Thanks, guys.